This recording, Iowa 5, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onuroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Comma Gets a Cure. Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on her plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune for her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this treatment might be expensive, either five or six times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much," but Miss Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. "I'm 21 years old and I'm currently a full-time student. I enjoy traveling and spending time with my friends and family. I have a very large family. I have 5 brothers and 2 sisters. My oldest brother, Johnny, is 32, and he works at a company called Chemex. My sister, Diana, is also 32, and she is a nurse practitioner. My second sister is Erin, and she's 29 and currently works at Principal Financial. David is 27 and he is currently in school to become a dentist. My brother Jordan is 25 and he works at a company called Medtronic. Taylor is 23 and he's currently a manager at Hy-Vee. And finally, Colin is my youngest brother and he's 19 and he is currently a full-time student. My father is John and he is a financial consultant at Principal Financial, and my mother is Angela, and she is a nurse at an allergy clinic."